Yo, what's up, man? Welcome back to Tova TV Podcast, man. Hope y'all have been having a blessed day, amazing day. You know, it is December. Y'all need to get in the spirit. Everybody do. Facts. Like I always say, bro, like, comment, and subscribe on my podcast episodes on the YouTube side of things and on Apple Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and what else? I'm tripping. iHeartRadio, Apple Music, Spotify, and Amazon Music. And like Amazon Music, if you got Amazon Prime, you can listen to the podcast for free on there. Got my boy back with me.
I'm saying.
This is my brother-in-law. For those of you that don't know, he been on a couple episodes, but you know, he pulled back up, you know, to kick it with us again. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm blessed. I can't complain. Let's talk about it, bro. So, you know, it's two ways usually how you determine like who you gonna go after.
Yeah.
Like relationship wise and things of that nature, right? And like for us, you know, like I mean for me, I speak on me specifically. So like I of course look at attractiveness. Like I have to be like physically attracted to you. And you know, like some people think that's low. Like yeah. That I have to be physically attracted to a person and that's all that I look at first. But I feel like I gotta have a reason to like pursue you. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know how like you might look at a specific female, you might do a double take. Like, right. God damn, you know what I'm saying? And do you think that's low? Like to have to be physically attracted to somebody before you know anything else?
I mean, you like what you like, you feel me?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like an up and down type of thing.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, you're not going to know, like, all the other characteristics that come with them.
Right.
Like, on the first, like, glance, right. You're not going to know how their personality is. You don't know if they got good hygiene. You don't know
right,
none of that.
Right.
You know
right.
What I'm saying? But I have to have a reason to want to, like, talk to you.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you could just be glowing. Like, your aura might be
right.
Amazing.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I see what you're
saying.
See what I'm
saying?
What you're saying. I see what
but,
you're
like,
saying.
I had people, like, tell me that I was wrong for, like, having to be physically attracted. Like, you had to catch, they had to catch my eye for me to, like, want to pursue them. You know what I'm saying?
But that's how it is for a lot of people, though.
Yeah.
A lot of people do
yeah,
the same
and
thing.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, so if that's so low, what's the other way to do it? And, like, for me, like, I always wondered, I sat back, I'm like, bro, I don't know no other way to do it unless they want me to just, like, go after everybody.
I feel like, man, whatever catch your attention or whatever vibe you feeling, shit, go for that vibe or whatever you feeling.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? 'Cause that's really basically what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If they caught your eye, yeah, you must be, you got a good feeling about them.
Right.
Or some
right.
type of feeling about them, so... Yeah.
I don't know. I guess people just be shooting the shoot and, you know, don't really care. But, like, I don't necessarily have that problem now. I'm a married man, happily married man.
Facts.
But, you know, like, when I was, you know, people tell me, like, that's low, bro. You dirty. I'm like,
but
I'm
you
dirty.
Like what you like, though.
Exactly.
So.
You know?
Yeah, it's not really know. Dirty, though.
Yeah.
You just like what you like.
Yeah, that's my personal preference.
Yeah.
But, anyways, look, man, look, comment down below how y'all feel you should. Address that situation, approach that situation, you know? Look, so when I initially first started my podcast,
yeah,
I wanted to have a platform where I could say whatever I wanted to, speak on whatever I wanted to, and for anybody else to come on and talk about whatever they wanted to.
Yeah.
That was my whole sole reason for starting the podcast. And I thought it was cool how, like, I could orchestrate something, you know what I'm saying? I could sit down in my living room and talk about whatever I wanted to. And it's cool having your own stuff. I don't care what it is. Your own whip, your own house, own money, everything. But my dog right here, he got his own YouTube channel. His name is... I'm going to let you do your promo.
My name's Sipboy Q.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 228. Comes baby, no cap.
Yeah, so my boy got a YouTube channel. I'm going to put his info in the description down below. And he gonna be giving y'all some videos soon, but this is the first time I did something like this.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna let you have a flow, and we'll go dating 101. You know what I'm saying?
Bit.
And let you get them some gems, and you know I chime in too here and there. But I think that's what we're gonna do though. So
facts.
Yeah. Let's tackle some stuff, bro.
Alright, for sure. I feel like when it comes down to dating, we're like us as men, we're not just, I'm gonna say us, but like men in general.
Right.
Like fuck up it is like they just wanna fuck.
Okay.
They just wanna fuck.
Okay, yeah. That's the truth. You know what I'm saying?
And that fuck up a lot of niggas who actually is trying to talk to the girl.
Mm-hmm.
They like, oh, you just wanna fuck. No. Baby, I just don't want to fuck you. Yeah, I don't even know you.
Right.
I
want
to be fucking you.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So I feel like if a nigga actually just take his time and actually just talk and have a first conversation.
Yeah.
First conversation gets you a long way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if it's like a really good conversation, bro, like this is, that shit turn females on.
Right.
Conversation, any type of conversation it is. It don't matter what it is. Small, big, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a female, they like that shit.
Yeah.
They like conversing and all that, like.
Yeah. It's called a mouthpiece.
Yeah, facts.
If you got a mouthpiece, bro, it can take you a long way.
Long way.
It don't even matter about like how you look. You know what I'm saying? Well, sometimes it don't matter about how you look.
Yeah.
But if you got a mouthpiece, that's crucial. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Yeah. And it, that is true what you were saying too about how like dudes just always wanna crack something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's amazing to me like how many like women have been like emotionally taken advantage of and then like messed up behind that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's crazy for real.
And then like even men too, because like I know I've been in a situation where like a female came on to me and I told her no and she was like, "What you mean no?"
She felt offended.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, this ain't got nothing to do with you. It's like I'm not in the business of like giving my body to you for the heck of it. You know what I'm saying? And like I have done it, but like at that specific time in my life, I wasn't doing that.
Yeah.
And then she felt offended. And then what's the first thing they'll say? Oh, you gay? You don't want none.
And that's the weird part about it. Baby, if I just told you no, that just mean no.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't got nothing to do with me being and no sugar in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just no. I'm just not. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just I ain't feeling like how you either came off at me or how you just throwing yourself at me.
Though. Yeah, but the flip side of that, right? It's like if they know how it go when we ask and they'll say no.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And then it's like the dude might try to be a lot more pushy and like persistent and trying to crack. You know what I'm saying? But it's like on the other side of that, you want to tell me that I'm in question of my sexuality because I said no.
Yeah, that shit. You know crazy. What I'm saying?
That's crazy, bro.
It is.
Yeah, and it's like you don't want to be taken advantage of a woman, but you want to come for my sexuality. Like, I don't know. That be throwing me off, bro.
It do. Yeah, that shit weird.
That's what be throwing me off.
That shit weird.
And then like another thing that I add, bro, is like people don't know the proper way to date. They don't know the proper way to date. Like, in my humble opinion, it's okay to like have, you can have a roster while you date because you getting to know people.
Right.
But a lot of people think that once you start dating, here we go, it's time to fly out the country together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's like everything is a process. Everything is steps.
It's levels.
You know what I'm saying? It's levels to it before you meet a person, then y'all out the country on a vacation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, y'all in a relationship. Fuck dating.
Like, I mean, that's truly how I feel. It's like, I didn't feel fast with somebody. I feel fast with my wife. But at the same time, I told her, you know, when I felt like things was going a little fast, I'm like, whoa, let's slow down. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling you, you feeling me. But at the same time, you know, I don't want to mess nothing up going too fast.
Rushing.
You know what I'm saying? And like, yeah, bro.
You can't rush your blessings, man.
Yeah, look, hey, you said so did, bro. You
can't rush your blessings.
You said so did. But yeah, so bro, like, slow down and like get to know people. Like, if you're a female, bro, and you wanna go on 3-4 dates in one night, and you don't have to be exclusive to none of them people. You know what I'm saying? You're getting to know them. You're dating. You know what I'm saying? And same for
men. It ain't cheating.
Yeah.
It's not cheating.
Bro. You had female tell you that was cheating?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay. I was gonna say they wild. But yeah, bro, getting to know a person and dating is essential, bro. And I notice, like, nowadays, like, women hate the talking stage word or whatever. How you feel about that? Do you think a talking stage is?
Well, I feel like why they so burnt out on that is because motherfuckers is tired of starting over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, I told your sister, I was like, I don't want to ask nobody else their favorite color yet.
Real shit. No, but like, motherfuckers just tired of starting over answering the same questions. Oh, when your birthday? My birthday with me. That shit get tiring, cuz. That shit get tiring.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That shit get tiring like a motherfucker, for real.
Yeah. But on top of that, like I was talking about the dating stuff, like, they did it wrong. Like, a talking stage is dating, you know?
Facts.
But we just throw a little different twist to it, because a different name on it, because, like, we was a younger generation, you know what I'm saying? Because I know they used to say dating, you know, back, like, when my mom was growing up. But talking stage is, like, you know, you moving towards exclusiveness, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but you're not all the way up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like,
it's marinating.
Yeah. It's soaking a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And that just is what it is, bro. But, you know, women be having their own feelings for stuff all the time, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, look, this is what I wanted to ask you, right? So do you think it's important to have, like, a time frame on, like, when you have sex, like, in a relationship?
I feel like,
or like getting to know somebody?
No.
Yeah.
If it happened, it just happened.
Yeah, for sure.
That's how I look at it. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Mm-hmm. I just know, like, a lot of people be having, like, the 90-day rule or stuff true. Like that. But that's kind of like planning it out.
You're rushing it
and you planning it out. And I feel like that kind of thing is not supposed to be planned out. It's supposed to happen.
That's really like a special cinema moment.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm giving my body to you and you give your body to me.
Right.
It's like shit, bro. I don't ever rush it. Mm-hmm. If it happened, it just happened.
Yeah.
Just go with the flow, man.
Yeah, and that's how it's supposed to be, bro. Like, if it do happen, it happened. But at the same time, like, the 90-day rules and getting to know somebody. Look, it can happen on the first day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's cool, too. But I know, like, sometimes women be feeling like, oh, my God, I'm a hoe.
So, like, let me ask you that. So, how you feel about that, though? Like, first night?
Like, for me, like, I wouldn't try none on the first night. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to get to know you, you know, personality. But that's not really waiting. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just met this girl, and I'm trying to take her serious, and I'm just cursing on the first night.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like I can't take you serious.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But it's like, for me, I wouldn't even try. So, like, I don't got to worry about it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I might get a little peck, you know, and that's cool. Yeah. I might get a little peck, and that's cool. But, like, taking it all the way to the finish line, like, I ain't even going to try nothing like that my first time. Yeah.
Me and my sister was just talking today, man. I told you, just time and patience, man.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
All it take in the relationship, bro. Time and patience.
Yeah. And then, bro, what I always think about is, like, people don't never put their, like, self in proper situations. And when I say that, it's like, you gotta be ready to date, bro.
Facts.
You gotta be really, really ready to date, because the next step is a relationship. And then what come out of that is marriage, if y'all plan to take it there. Do you realize how much work a relationship is? Like, especially when it's two individuals who come from different backgrounds, right? And then I might be stubborn, and then my shorty might be stubborn. So we both got to figure out how to be stubborn together and help each other. You see what I'm saying? That is a lot of work, bro. And then, like, I grew up in a house full of females, bro. I got four different women in the house with four different emotions.
Different emotions.
You feel me? And then, like, we all know, women had their time of the month. So that's more emotions on top of the ones that I'm already dealing with.
Different, man.
But it's like, have you thought about that while you were talking to this girl? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm telling you, emotions for sure. If you ain't ready, yeah, better stay back.
Yeah, and then, like,
they come and lose things like a mug, man.
Yeah, and then, like, women have attitudes, bro. Mm. They always have attitudes. It don't matter. And then
women and men think differently, bro. I don't know if you ever realized it. Because, like, sometimes, like, I might talk to my sisters and be like, bro, what are y'all even talking about? And then it's like, sometimes logic be out the window with them. And then sometimes they do have logic. But it's like, I don't know. It be throwing me off how they can, like, pick and choose when they want to have logic. We supposed to have it all the time. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, bro.
At that point, just stop talking.
I'm telling you, I'll be burnt out. I'll be like, look, y'all you got it. You win.
That's what it's like, you got it.
You got it. You got win. It. And
you got, let's talk about.
Yeah, bro. Man, do you argue? Do you go back and forth?
No.
Bro, I can't do it, bro.
You know what I do?
What?
And then, man, get all the way quiet and just look at them. That's what I do every time. I'm not finna yell back and forth with you.
Yeah.
Damn, so if you yell back and forth with me.
And bro, you know what's a different beast? The people who can argue over text messages. You really gonna sit there and type all caps?
It ain't all caps.
Look, I typed this in all caps because I was yelling at you. You really just sent me 19 sentences?
Well, say it, call my phone.
You typed out 19 sentences in all caps with periods. At commas, who finna do that?
Too much.
Bro, I didn't like writing in high school, let alone college, none of that.
I'm gonna read it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All
right. Hey, you know. But
then, to calm down and talk, man. We can chop it up for sure.
Yeah, and then for me, bro, it's like I might read the first scene and then the last scene. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't do good that, like, shit like that, bro. I shut down. Like,
yeah.
Kind of just looking like, yeah. You already like, wait, we can talk.
Yeah, I'd rather just talk, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
What's the point?
I ain't no good text.
You ain't trying to hear me, then I'm gonna get mad and you're not gonna, I'm not gonna hear you. So yeah, at that point, yeah, now we arguing.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, you know, too, bro. Because, like, when you arguing, y'all really just lashing out.
Yeah.
All y'all emotions, and ain't nobody being heard.
Nobody.
I think, in my humble opinion, bro, the best way to handle that is just, like, understand you upset. Take a couple steps back and then readdress the situation. Yes. That way you can come to it in the proper way with no emotions involved. You know what I'm saying? You not really got how you feel out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Come back to the situation, 30 minutes, however long you need, honestly. And then you address the situation.
Right.
Because, you know, another thing you need in a relationship, bro, is communication. How you gonna be able to communicate if both of y'all yelling at each other? That don't even make sense.
One of y'all listen.
Yeah, man. So, bro, you just gotta make sure that you're ready, and then, like,
it's a lot that come with that,
bro.
Shit.
It's a lot that come with it, and then on top of that, it's like for all the people who just jump and feel like they need somebody, bro. You gotta understand, like,
you gotta need yourself.
Yeah, first. You need yourself first.
You gotta need yourself first,
and then you put in. What you got to understand is, like, you involving somebody else's emotions. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to think about that and be, like, mindful. Like, I got somebody else's emotions in this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think people be sitting down and really contemplating on, like, what cheating might do or, like, what certain actions that they do in a relationship can cause, bro. Like, people die over that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always told myself, like, If a nigga gung ho bitch female, I don't got nothing to do with her. Like, bro,
he can ready to kill
you.
You
know what I'm saying?
Me too.
You see what I'm saying? Like, bro gonna be ready to take out my whole family over this specific girl. It's like, why would I play with that?
But even that though, like, if you're talking to a person that
got you like that,
man, that's not love. That's lust. On the other thing.
Yeah.
Real shit. That is not love. A motherfucker should not be to the point to where, if y'all break up,
it'll never be over.
The whole world, you know what I'm saying? That's not love. That's lust, bro.
Yeah.
Real shit.
You right, though. You telling the truth, though.
That's not love.
Yeah.
That is not motherfucking love.
He said it again, man.
If you're going through that shit right now, you better get away from that shit on my mama. Before it gets worse than what it is.
Yeah. And look, how many, you been in a whole bunch of toxic situations?
Man. Only a few that have.
Because, like, me personally, like, I ain't experienced, like, a lot of toxicity.
Man, bro, I done been through it all a few days,
cuz. Dang, bro. I heard it in your voice, dog. I heard it in your voice.
Only if you never have, boy.
Oh, man. Look, man, look, if y'all end up talking situations, man, kudos to y'all. And, you know, I hope y'all can
leave.
Yeah, I hope y'all can leave and make it to the other side of things. Yeah. Because it's a simple life over here in my life. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to, man. It's complicated over here. Man, it's finna get together though. Like,
yeah.
Man, I'm finna let go of a lot of shit. I'm just gonna let go, man, at that point in time.
Yeah. And kudos to you for being able to do that, because a lot of people don't do that, bro. They just hold on and stuff that really ain't good, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, it's something good out there for y'all, man.
Yeah.
Just don't. This might be a temporary good, but you're gonna most definitely find your permanent good one day.
Yeah,
you
bro.
Know what I'm saying? So don't settle for less.
Yeah.
Settle for more.
Yeah. But look, my boy, they've been through a whole bunch of relationships, you know what I'm saying? I didn't been through a couple relationships, but I done made it to the marriage phase in my life. So, like, I think we both credible to give y'all advice and shed a little light towards a relationship, give y'all a little relationship 101, bro. What you got to get off your chest today, though, bro?
Hmm.
Yeah, what you got to get off your chest?
I'm going to share this quote by Tupac. It said, through every dark night, is a bright day after that. So no matter how hard it get, keep your head up, stick your chest out, and handle it.
For sure.
That's it.
For sure, that's real. That's real. Bro, tell somebody that you care about and that they care about you, tell them that you love them, bro. Life too short. I actually just lost my cousin yesterday, and it hit different, you know, when you lose a family member in general. But yeah, bro, tell somebody you love. Like, the last thing that you say to somebody, it need to be like, I love you. Especially if they near and dear to your heart and you care about them and they care about you, bro. Because life really is short. You know, she was only 18, bro. Like, it's really crazy. But like I say, man, tell somebody you love them and mean it if you mean it. You know what I mean? And yeah, that's what y'all need to do.
Yes.
But look, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode of Tubble TV Podcast with my dog, Silboy Q. All
right, y'all. Peace, love, and happiness, man.
Yeah,
peace
for sure. Like I said, he got a YouTube channel. I'm going to put his information in the description box below. You can tap in on the audio versions of my podcast on Apple Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Amazon Music. Like, comment, subscribe. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. I'll see y'all in the next episode, man. Peace.